Cole Porter knew how to write a hit song. He wrote dozens, like Night and Day.
Night and day, you are the one.
Johnny Mercer had the gift, too. He could write a hit song, and he did. Also dozens of them, like Moon River.
Moon River, wider than a mile.
Well, today, it could be argued that will.i.am, the founder of the mega group Black Eyed Peas, is the biggest hit maker in the world. Will.i.am's written more than a dozen top 10 singles for his group and others. This is a new song off the Black Eyed Peas' new record. It's called The Beginning. And what Will.i.am does is to think hard, really hard, about how to make a song a hit. And here's how he makes it happen.
Peaking the music is, you know, the season right now where you take, like, this is Thriller, la, 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 and you just loop the la. Everybody knows Thriller, right? Then you could rock the pitch. So it's like, la, 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 la. Yesterday's DJ was like, this is Thriller. That's what a record player did back in the 80s, manipulating back and forth, scratching, right? Nowadays, I could go, this is Thriller, la, 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 la. I could make new music with music, right? So I was trying to think of a new one I can do, you know? So I was like, ooh, let me flip Time of My Life.
I had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before. And I swear, this is true, and I owe it all to you.
Oh, I had the time of my life, and I never way before.
So I flipped it, and you know, I peaked it on the you. The crowd went nuts, but they went nuts to the dirty bit part, the beat.
Dirty bit. Dirty bit.
So it's like the conflict of, like, something you were familiar with that was coupled with the antithesis of what the initial was all about.
Will.i.am, you have been part of 7 Grammys. You've written more than a dozen top 10 hits. What do you think about when you put pen to paper? I mean, how do you, what do you do when you sit down to write music?
Well, first, I don't write it on paper. I get my little mic. That's why, like I said, right when I came in the studio, I was like, hey, what kind of mic? This is the kind of mic I use in the studio. And I record, I write into the machine. And if it sounds right, like say, for example, you were like, hey, let's write a song right now. I'd be like, okay, you're probably going to get your pen and paper out. And I'll get my mic out and my computer out. And then I would mumble a cadence, like, say, for example, the song is called How Are We Gonna Do This? How Are We Gonna Do This? How Are We Gonna Make It Happen? How's it gonna... Oh, no. How are we gonna do this? How are we gonna make it happen? How are we gonna keep the party people clapping? How are we gonna make it? How are we gonna demonstrate it? Okay. How are we gonna do this? How are we gonna make it happen? How are we gonna get the party people clapping? How are we gonna make it? How are we gonna demonstrate it? Why don't we go ahead and go rotate it? No, no. I don't like that part. Let's hear it back. So I hear it back, and I know if it feels good or not because I'm hearing it rather than writing it on a piece of paper.
Trace past the sky, beyond the northern light, you'll see my delight, reflecting in your eyes.
Will, you put this band together more than a decade ago, and, you know, you were written off at first. I mean, it was this kind of hodgepodge of seemingly random people, and then you added Fergie, who was a child actress. She went through drug addiction. No one really had heard her at the time. But you recognized something in her that others didn't see at the time. What was it? How did you know?
First, she's a fan of music, right? And she's transparent, meaning that the love of music comes first rather than, like, this concept of diva and celebrity. She was one of us. She liked going out. She liked, you know, going to clubs, not just to party, but just to see what was happening in the club. And it was like a perfect match.
And she has an amazing voice.
Yeah, she's a switchblade.
You and me, we collide, ignite the starry fire, and you warm me up, and you wait for it. Whenever, whatever, and then you.
And she's a chameleon. All right, here's the task, guys. This is what we want to have to do right now. We're going to tour with Metallica.
Transform.
Right? Now we're going to do, we're doing a song with Tribe Called Quest.
Transform.
So Black Eyed Peas are chameleon. It's a chameleon group. You, if I played you, I Got a Feeling.
I got a feeling.
And then played you Pump It. And then played you Let's Get Started. And then played you My Humps. And then played you, you know, Oh My Gosh, That I Wrote for Usher.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that I all came from the same
band. No.
Oh my gosh. You make me wanna say.
My guest is the singer, actor, rapper, producer, entrepreneur. What am I forgetting, Will? What else are you?
A fan. I'm a fan of music first.
His name is Will I Am, of course. He's the man in front and behind the mega group Black Eyed Peas. Did you always have ambitions to become as big as you guys became? I mean, did you know, did you think that this is going to happen?
Yeah, there's a lyric on our second single off of our first record. It goes, I like the way the rhythm make me jump and move. It got to feeling that makes me want to do my do. Got me feeling joy, gray sky blue. People break their neck from the demonstration. We're about mass appeal, no segregation. Got black to Asian and Caucasian. Like, it was all about that from the beginning. We wanted to do that. Another lyric off of the same record. Yo, my man, I got a plan to do it all. I got a plan that none of y'all ever thought about, because underground people don't be thinking on going continental like Lincoln.
You make moves when you always strap under. I plan to read the surface to know more about the thunder. I wonder what really makes the world go round.
We were always about that. Right? Being intercontinental, international.
Multiracial, multi-ethnic.
Multi-demographic. We were always about that.
So what's the definition of a true MC? Someone who rocks while I put my soul at ease. Lyrics with entertaining capabilities.
And that's a realist, see. All around me, 60 degrees. I'm giving you what you want, bro. I'm giving you what you want. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Will I Am, you're about to produce U2's next album. You've created this incredibly, amazingly successful band. You've got Grammys and number ones and acting credits. You were Wolverine in Madagascar 2. And where do you go from here? I mean, you're just 35 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years or 20 years from now?
That's a good question, because someone hit the reset button. What I mean by that is everything's changed. For example, media, traditional print. It's changed. Ain't going to be here 5 years from now. Television. It's changing. Won't be the same 5 years from now. Everything's going to change. Everything's changing. And I see that.
Do you think you're going to be a performer? Do you think you're going to be making music and performing music?
I'm going to be performing music because I love music. I'm going to be making music because I'm addicted to making music. But I'm also going to be, you know, I love animation. I want to assemble a group of animators. I want to assemble a group of code writers. I want people to write code. I want to think of concepts and write applications and programs based on my concepts. But to do that, you need code writers. So I remember a long time ago when I started the Black Eyed Peas, I was like, dude, we need to get a band. Yo, we need to find a drummer. Yeah, we need to find a guitarist, too. Yeah, get a bass player. Yeah, we need to get a guy who could write chords so we could write songs. The reason why we did that is because we wanted people to come see us and hear our music. Bringing people together, right? Today's groups are code writers, but they don't just bring 20,000 people at Staples Center or the, you know, Madison Square Garden. These new groups of four cats coming together writing code bring tens and millions of people together every day. using the platform, not listening to it. And on the platform that they built, you listen to music. You listen to perspective and see opinions. It's a different group. So when I see, like, Twitter or Facebook, I see the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. Hmm. It's the new groups. So 10 years from now, I could be Mr. Zuckerberg. I could be that dude, right? Some little kid that's 15 years old could be that dude 10 years from now. But the next version of it. Right? Because someone hit the reset button.
That's will.i.am. He's a frontman for the mega group Black Eyed Peas. The band's new record is called The Beginning. will.i.am, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I got these haters on my back. These haters on my back. Gotta get these motherfucking haters on my back. I know why they hating, good. I'm sitting on stacks. Now I'm steady chilling and I'm spinning all that. I'm a big beat pumper. They rocking my.
And for Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. We say goodbye today to our intern, Will O'Connor. Will, we'll miss you here. And folks, remember that name. This kid's going places. As always, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. Go to npr.org/weekendATC. We're back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great Saturday night.